And so the Bible says in verse number 30 of chapter 29, he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And then we read through that part where Leah has 4 sons. Now, obviously, it takes time to have 4 sons. So this is many years that are going by the time we get to chapter 30, verse 1, where Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children. But so, you know, probably at least what? About 6 to 8 years has gone by for Leah to have given birth to 4 sons. And so she says, give me children or else I die. Give me children or else I die. Now, the main thing I want to point out here, first of all, is that envy is a sin. Envy is not a righteous attitude to have. It's the wrong attitude. And so this, give me children or else I die, you say, well, she just really wants to have kids. And I get that because obviously women want to have kids. And it's very difficult for women when they're not able to have children. This is a hard thing for them to deal with. But what does the Bible say is the problem for Rachel? It's not just necessarily that she really just wants to hold that little bundle of joy in her arms. The Bible says that she envies Leah. Okay, she envies Leah. Envy, you know, where bitter envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work, the Bible says. And so envy is obviously a work of the flesh. Envy is a sin. One of the 10 commandments commands against envy because it says, thou shalt not covet. What does covet mean? Well, the Bible defines it for us. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul says, I had not known envy, but that the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So the command against envy in Scripture is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, his ox, his ass, his manservant, his maidservant, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And so when Rachel is coveting Leah's children, that's a sin. She's committing the sin of envy here. And, you know, she ought to just be happy for Leah because think about it. She's the one who gets the most attention from her husband. She's the favorite. That's obvious to her. That's obvious to Leah. It's obvious to everyone. So why can't she just be happy with that? Why does she have to be number one in every area? She's already more beautiful than Leah. So she's already been dealt a better hand genetically. She looks better than Leah. But then not only that, her husband loves her more. Her husband gives her more attention and so forth. But yet that's not enough. She wants to take away from Leah the one thing that Leah has going for her, which is the fact that she's having sons for Jacob.